Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Did you hear about the lady that's looking to buy ugly produce? She's Tamara Sandberg with the Kentucky Association of Food Banks, and has she got a deal for produce farmers with less than perfect products?
We say ugly produce tongue-in-cheek. It's too ugly for retailers because it doesn't meet American standards for picture-perfect produce, but it's still wonderful, we think beautiful produce that just doesn't meet the specifications, either for a cosmetic imperfection like a zucchini that's fatter on one end than the other, or a size difference, a tomato that's just a little bit too large or too small for the standard grocery store packaging. That's the kind of produce we're looking for, and we think it's beautiful.
In recent years, the Food Banks Association has been working with the Kentucky Ag Department, the General Assembly, and private donors to fund their Farms to Food Banks program to utilize the not-quite-ready-for-prime-time produce.
We are able to pay farmers for the cost of harvesting, packaging, and delivering the produce to food banks that they would not be able to sell otherwise. And it ends up being just about below wholesale prices. So we pay below wholesale prices to help farmers cover the cost of getting their unmarketable produce from the field to a food bank.
In a minute, we'll talk about how farmers can participate and average citizens learn more. We'll be right back.
This looks good. I think I'll try it. Now I need a package of beef. Oh, Kentucky Proud's on the label. I wonder if a Kentucky farmer really raised it.
We are the Bach family from Bath County, Kentucky.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I feel I'm really blessed to be able to work with my family.
We try to do the best job that we can so that the consumer is satisfied.
It's a good life. Kentucky farm families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Kentucky Food Banks Association Executive Director Tamara Sandberg on their Farms to Food Banks program.
It's a perfect example of a public-private partnership. The public funding that we get through the appropriation, $600,000 a year, that comes to us from the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, we were able to use that to leverage private funding and vice versa.
For farmers, the program can help them find a market for more of their production.
Last year, we were able to pay 370 different Kentucky farmers an average of $1,450 for the produce they provided. But 10 of the farmers that we worked with actually received more than $10,000 in 2014. So it has a potential to really start making a significant impact on a farmer's bottom line.
Complete program details online at kafb.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.